Mass. The introit takes a tone of triumph. It celebrates in the words of the royal psalmist the mercy of the Lord, which, by the foundation of the Church, has filled the whole earth. The heavens, by which in the mysterious language of the Scripture is frequently meant the apostles, were firmly established by the word of the Lord, when Jesus, the Word, gave them Peter as their shepherd and their rock. Introit. The earth is full of the mercy of the Lord. Alleluia. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were firmly established. Alleluia. Alleluia. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye just. Praise becometh the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Collect, the Church asks the grace of holy joy for her children. It is the spirit of Eastertide. Surely it is a duty to rejoice at our having been saved from death by our Jesus' resurrection. Moreover, these paschal joys are a preparation for those of eternity. Collect. O God, who by the humiliation of thy Son hast raised up the fallen world, grant to thy people perpetual joy, that they whom thou hast delivered from the danger of everlasting death may attain to eternal bliss. To this are added two of the following collects. Of the Blessed Virgin. Grant, O Lord, we beseech thee, that we thy servants may enjoy constant health of body and mind, and by the glorious intercession of Blessed Mary, ever a virgin, be delivered from all present sorrow, and come to that joy which is eternal. Against the persecutors of the Church. Mercifully hear, we beseech thee, O Lord, the prayers of thy Church, that all oppositions and errors being removed, she may serve thee with a secure liberty. For the Pope. O God, the pastor and ruler of all the faithful, look down in thy mercy on thy servant, whom thou hast appointed pastor over thy Church, and grant, we beseech thee, that both by word and example he may edify all those that are under his charge, and with the flock entrusted to him, arrive at length at eternal happiness. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, 1, Chapter 2. Dearly beloved, Christ also suffered, leaving you an example, that you should walk in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile, when he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly, who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. It is the Prince of the Apostles, the visible shepherd of the universal Church, who addresses these words to us. Observe how he ends by turning our thoughts to the invisible shepherd, whose vicar he is, and how carefully he avoids any allusion to himself. So also, when assisting his disciple Mark to write his gospel, he would not allow him to relate the history of Christ's having made him the shepherd of the whole flock, whereas he insisted on his telling every circumstance of his thrice denying Jesus to be his master. See, too, how feelingly the apostle here speaks of his Savior, of the sufferings he endured, of his patience, of his devotedness for those poor, straying sheep, of whom he was to form his fold. These words will one day be verified in Peter himself. The hour will come when, like his master, he will be fastened to a cross and patiently endure every insult and cruelty. Jesus told him that it was to be so, After entrusting him with the care of the sheep and lambs, our Lord told him that when he should have grown old, he would stretch forth his hands upon a cross and suffer violence from men. Footnote, St. John's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 18. This is to happen not merely to Peter, but to a considerable number of his successors, who are one with himself, and whom future generations are to see continually persecuted, exiled, imprisoned, and put to death. Let us also follow Jesus' steps by cheerfully suffering for justice's sake. We owe it to him, who from all eternity, being equal in glory to God the Father, deigned to come down to our earth that he might be the shepherd and bishop of our souls. The first Alleluia versicle commemorates the repast at Emmaus. In a few moments, we also shall know Jesus in the breaking of the bread of life. The second proclaims, in Jesus' own words, the dignity and qualities of a shepherd, his love for his sheep, and the eagerness wherewith his sheep recognize him as their master. Alleluia, Alleluia! The disciples knew the Lord Jesus in the breaking of bread. Alleluia! I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Alleluia! Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 10. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and flieth, and the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep. And the hireling flieth, because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, as the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Divine Shepherd of our souls, how great is thy love for thy sheep! Thou givest even thy life to save them. The fury of wolves does not make thee flee from us. Thou becomest their prey, that we may escape. Thou didst die in our stead, because thou wast our shepherd. We are not surprised at thy requiring from Peter a greater love than thou didst require from his brother apostles. Thou didst will to make him their and our shepherd. Peter answered thee without hesitation that he loved thee, and thou didst confer upon him thine own name, together with the reality of thine office, in order that he might supply thy place after thy departure from this world. Be thou blessed, O divine shepherd, for thy having thus provided for the necessities of thy fold, which could not be one, were it to have many shepherds without one supreme shepherd. In obedience to thy command, we bow down before Peter with love and submission. We respectfully kiss his sacred feet, for it is by him that we are united to thee. It is by him that we are thy sheep. Preserve us, O Jesus, in the fold of Peter, which is thine. Keep far from us the hireling, who usurps the place and rights of the shepherd. He has intruded himself, or been intruded by violence, into the fold, and would have us take him as the master. But he knows not the sheep, and the sheep do not know him. Led not by zeal, but by avarice and ambition, he flieth at the approach of danger. He that governs through worldly motives is not a man to lay down his life for others. The schismatic pastor loves himself. He does not love thy sheep. How could he give his life for them? Protect us, O Jesus, from this hireling. He would separate us from thee by separating us from Peter, whom thou hast appointed thy vicar. And we are determined to recognize no other. Anathema to him who would command as in thy name, and yet not be sent by Peter. Such a pastor could be but an impostor. He would not rest on the foundation. He would not have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. To follow him would be our ruin. Grant then, good shepherd Jesus, that we may ever keep close to thee and to Peter, that as he rests upon thee, we may rest upon him, and thus we may defy every tempest, for thou, dear Lord, hast said, A wise man built his house upon a rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. Footnote, St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. The offertory is an aspiration to God, taken from the royal prophet. Offertory. O God, my God, to thee do I watch at break of day, and in thy name I will lift up my hands. Alleluia. In the secret, the Church prays that the divine energy of the mystery, about to be consummated on the altar, may produce within us the effect for which we long, death to sin, and resurrection to grace. Secret. May this holy oblation, O Lord, draw down upon us thy saving blessing, and always produce in us the effect of what is represented in these sacred mysteries. To this, the priest adds two of the following secrets. Of the Blessed Virgin. By thine own mercy, O Lord, and the intercession of Blessed Mary, ever a virgin, may this oblation procure us peace and happiness, both in this life and in that which is to come. Against the persecutors of the Church. Protect us, O Lord, while we assist at thy sacred mysteries, that being employed in acts of religion, we may serve thee both in body and mind. For the Pope. Be appeased, O Lord, with the offerings we have made, and cease not to protect thy servant, whom thou hast been pleased to appoint pastor over thy Church. The communion anthem speaks to us of the beautiful mystery of today, the Good Shepherd. Let us once more offer our homage to the Son of God, who deigns to assume this endearing character, and let us ever be his devoted sheep. Communion. I am the Good Shepherd, Alleluia, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has given himself in this divine banquet to his sheep. Holy Church prays in the post-communion that we may ever be penetrated with sentiments of love for this august sacrament. We ought to glory in it as being the food that prepares us for immortality. Post-communion. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that receiving from thee the grace of a new life, we may ever glory in thy gift. To this, the priest adds two of the following post-communions. Of the Blessed Virgin. Having received, O Lord, what is to advance our salvation, grant we may always be protected by the patronage of Blessed Mary, ever a virgin, in whose honor we have offered this sacrifice to thy majesty. Against the persecutors of the Church. We beseech thee, O Lord our God, not to leave exposed to the dangers of human life those whom thou hast permitted to partake of these divine mysteries. For the Pope. May the participation of this divine sacrament protect us, we beseech thee, O Lord, and always procure safety and defense to thy servant, whom thou hast appointed pastor over thy church, together with the flock committed to his charge.